11,050 John J. Slank Jr., south of Road 358, Sandy Cove Road, east of Holly Terrace, being Lot 12 within Holly Ridge Terrace Development, a variance from the front and side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
John J. Slank Jr., Newark, Delaware, 19713.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Here representing my sister, really.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm here representing my sister who's battling lung cancer, and she's in Forward Manor right now, in assisted living. She just sold her home. She lost her husband in April and her son in August, and she's just had a bad year. And the reason I'm here asking for the variance is they're holding $10,000 in escrow, the person that bought the property, in case he has to do something. And she's gonna need that money, and that's essentially, I think we're talking about a little over 2 foot. The house is 2 foot or so closer to the road than it should be. And the garage is, I think, a foot and a half closer to the house than it should be. Now this road that they're talking about, that they say, it's a one lane, it's a driveway, essentially. It's the same way in, the same way out. And as a matter of fact, I think my brother-in-law and the neighbors blacktopped it. It's not a county road or anything. I mean, they took care of that road themselves. And there's no way you can put another road in because there's a little bit of a gully and there's telephone poles. And so it's essentially just a one-lane road, a driveway. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping that she could get this variance and she could have this money for her care.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Rickards?
Yes, I see where it's non-conforming October 15th, 1968. Is that the whole dwelling? Or the attached garage also?
I believe the garage is set back far enough. It's the home.
Well, no, it's not
non-conforming. It was built in 1969.
Okay, that takes care of the garage. The house is non-conforming?
No.
Okay.
It was built in 1969. It was just written on there, non-conforming as October 1968.
Oh, okay, that clears that up.
But the age is 1969.
All right, that clears that up.
How long does your sister own the property?
I believe she bought it in 66. They had a trailer on there first. They had to clear the land first. That took them over a year. And then they had a trailer on there for a while, and then they had the home built later on.
Okay. I guess a CO was issued.
Well, it's all prior, 1983, when everything became computer heist.
Well,
so I don't know if it's CO or not, because that would take a lot of research, because everything was written in books.
Okay.
It was on microfiche, right, at that time, and we did away with that. Is that correct?
Well, everything's in books, right. But the detached garage does not need a variance because it's under 600 square feet.
Right.
So that's okay. It can be 5 feet.
Okay. So that variance isn't necessary?
No.
That is not necessary. It was crossed off. Just want to make sure you know that.
Just the house and
the shed. Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Are there any other questions from members of the board?
Do you know when that shed was built? Has that shed always been there?
The shed's been there. It's fallen apart. It's been there for, I know, 32 years, 33 years.
Was it there when they initially put that trailer on before they
when
put
they had the trailer? That's when, well, actually, it's been longer because it was there when the trailer was there for their lawnmower and stuff like that because they couldn't store it in a trailer.
So it was there before 1968?
It was there before 68, I guess, 67, somewhere around there.
I have nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think there's a uniqueness with this property simply because of our records and, you know, the fact that we can't show if we even had a certificate of occupancy. And that situation wasn't created by the applicant, but by the county. So I think that that would suggest that it couldn't be developed in strict conformity and therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We didn't hear testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare, and the applicant is suggesting that it be a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,050.
And I have a second to that motion.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,050. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Berkman?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Conway, for the reasons that have been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-2-0, case number 11,050 is approved at this time.
Thank you, gentlemen. Yes, appreciate it.